The very first time machine visits to other times for the rare and remarkable stories of famous firsts. Today's episode, Farmer Fleming's Son. He was a poor but honest Scottish farmer named Fleming. Working his fields one day, he heard a frantic cry for help. He dropped his tools and ran to a nearby bog. There he saw a terrified boy screaming and trying unsuccessfully to free himself from the ooze. The boy was choking on the black mud. Farmer Fleming carefully maneuvered himself to a tree's limb length from the boy and pulled him out, saving the lad from what could have been a terrible death. He cleaned the boy in the stream and sent him on his way. Next day, a fancy carriage pulled up to the dreary Fleming farm. An elegant nobleman stepped out, introduced himself as the father of the boy Fleming had saved, and offered payment for the deed. Farmer Fleming refused with thanks. At that moment, the farmer's own son emerged from the shabby farmhouse to observe the fancy carriage. The nobleman said, "Let me show my gratitude for my son's life. Let me take your son and give him a good education." Farmer Fleming was stunned. He did not want to lose his boy, but education in class-conscious England at the end of the 19th century was the only road off that dreary farm, and Fleming knew it. Said the nobleman, "You'll be very proud of him." And proud he was. Farmer Fleming's son eventually graduated from St. Mary's Medical School in London and went on to become the eminent Sir Alexander Fleming, discoverer of penicillin. Years later, the nobleman's son, rescued from the bog by Farmer Fleming, was stricken with pneumonia and was saved by penicillin. The nobleman's name? Sir Randolph Churchill. His son, saved twice by a Fleming? That's right, Winston. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.